Welcome, welcome to another edition of Daryl Davis Black and Green. Hey, hey, everybody. Glad that you're checking out this program. I hope that you're sharing it with your friends and family. The goal here is to grow a people's movement. The goal is to empower the people. Right now, in 2024 in the United States, corporate America is in full control. And you're seeing it, you're feeling it. You may not recognize what it is, but virtually everyone that I speak to is living paycheck to paycheck. Those who have a job, unemployment is probably at an all-time high. A lot of people don't understand how those statistics are calculated. And so when the politician runs off and says unemployment has decreased by 6% this month, basically what they're saying is that people who have received unemployment insurance, when their insurance expires, they are no longer considered unemployed. And so the numbers go down as more people get kicked off of unemployment. And so these numbers lie. You can see it for yourself as you travel. The numbers of homeless, the numbers of the unemployed. And this is not an organic thing. These are economic things that are engineered by corporate greed. What do I mean by that? Well, as someone who recently survived poverty, which, by the way, was manufactured. It was a political hit on me, one of several hits on my income, because I stayed loyal to my people and my community instead of a racist, corrupt political system or machine like the Democratic Party. And these Democrats in Westchester came after me and tried to crush me and destroy everything about me. And so I was pushed into poverty. And so while I was in poverty, I got a text message from Verizon. You have to pay X amount of dollars or we're turning off your service at midnight. Well, I was in poverty. I didn't have it. And so I called Verizon. Now, hear me out. I called Verizon and what do I get? Now, I don't know how many of you deal with this. You're behind, you're late or whatever. But if you're not poor, you know nothing about what I'm going to tell you. So you call Verizon to tell them, you know, can I get a repayment plan? Can I get an extension? I don't have it. Can you break up the payments? First of all, you got to press one. What is this? You get a freaking robot. So you're not talking to a human being. And so this robot takes you through. If this is to pay your bill, press one. If this is because you got a letter from us, press two. If you got a disconnect notice, press three. So then you press three. If you want to speak to collections, press one. If you want to speak to billing, press two. So they put you through this maze. And then you ask for the option to speak to a human being. Then they tell you it's going to cost you $10 to speak to a human being. Why is it set up like that? Why can't you call Verizon and push zero and an operator comes on? And you can say, hey, mister, I'm behind, I'm laid off. What kind of deal can I get? And you talk to a human being and says, let me look at your account. These are your options. The reason you don't have that is because that person is not employed in the United States anymore. Those jobs are gone. All the tax rebates and employee tax credits that these corporations are given, they're pocketing as profit and hiring people overseas. And so they don't want you to talk to a human being. They want you to keep talking to their robots and their chatbots because they're pocketing billions of dollars by doing this. And so if you do decide to speak to a human being, they're going to charge you $10. You're going to see a charge of $10 on your bill because we're going to let you speak to someone in overseas who we're paying $3 a week. This is they're fleecing us. And this is going on because Congress no longer represents you. They represent corporate America. This is why this fleecing is going on. Geico, I got a notification from Geico when I was in poverty. Still fighting to get out. That's another show, the quicksand, the how expensive it is to be struggling. Poor rich people don't have to deal with late fees. Rich people aren't dealing with reconnect notices. Rich people aren't dealing with overdraft fees. These are attacks on poor people. And as George Carlin said, you bounce a check or you're overdrawn. What does the bank do? Charge you more of what they already know you don't have. This is sinister. This is a war on working class and poor people because Congress no longer represents your interest. And so Geico sends me a text message. Your insurance is going to expire at the end of this month unless you make a payment. And then you push one, and then you push three, and then you push seven, and then you push operator. That'll cost you $10. This is the business model. This is not just Verizon and AT&T. This is the corporate business model protected by the representatives that you vote for, by the representatives that your tax dollars are paying. You know why I know this? Because corporate America ain't paying taxes. And, you know, the high cost of being poor. We are being fleeced as a nation. And so when people call me for help, I'm being evicted. I can't keep up with these rents, these runaway rents. You're not doing anything wrong. I've known you your whole life. You've always worked. The problem is greedy corporate America is not paying you a decent wage. And on the flip side, greedy landlords, they're charging way too much for what you're getting. You put them together, you're on your way to being homeless. Nobody cares because now that you're homeless, the poverty industry kicks in and profits. And so they put you up in a homeless shelter that the government is paying $3,000 a month for. And so they're profiting. And then the hunger, the hunger industry, the shelters where you can go eat, they're funded. The director is making six figures. Everybody is preying on the poor and the working poor because you no longer represent it. How did we fall into this trap? Well, one of the problems is the Supreme Court, dark money, allowing corporations to be treated like individuals so they can start kicking more money into campaigns and becoming way too influential over your representatives. Doesn't matter. I mean, of course it matters, but we, the people, have the power to change that. We have to understand the issues. We have to break out of the two-dimensional thinking that keeps us locked into. You got to vote Democrat or Republican. We have to break out of that two-dimensional thinking. That is part of the oppression. And as long as we're stuck in that two-dimensional thinking, we are at the mercy of politicians who are owned by corporate America. Let me give you an example. Joe Biden running for president, Democratic nominee, presumed, I think the word they're using now, and presumed to be running against Donald Trump. Now, here's the scenario when Darryl Davis or grassroots black activists say, Joe Biden, we don't support what you're doing in Israel. Even if you support Israel, and even if you support the two-state solution, and there's a lot of people who do, these same people don't support genocide. They don't support ethnic cleansing. They don't support bombing civilians intentionally, because Israel's using the most sophisticated targeting technology on the freaking planet. Made in USA, made with Google. You know, and so they're hitting what they're freaking aiming for. And they're massacring women and children and putting them in the hospital, missing legs and arms. And then they bomb the hospital, so they have nowhere to go to get treatment. And so now they're stuck and food is on the way, and they bomb the trucks and the roads leading in with food and water. So they're intentionally starving people. And so you, because you're stuck in two-dimensional thinking, you got the boogeyman Donald Trump over there. So they're telling you, you have to vote. Donald Trump is this, that, and the other thing. And so you can't see that, okay, maybe I can support Joe Biden supporting Israel, but I can't support Joe Biden, the war criminal that's arming this massacre. And so they got you so afraid of the boogeyman that you're now going to vote for somebody who's going along with these massacres and who will probably end up being charged with war crimes, with violations of war crimes, probably. And that's because of the two-dimensional thinking, because you can't see beyond, wait a minute, Joe Biden can't win. Just 2 days ago, I read that Donald Trump leads in 5 key states as blacks and young people abandon Joe Biden. The Democrats are reading the same thing you're reading. And yet they're ramming him down our throats because two-dimensional thinking. What about saying, wait a minute, Joe Biden can't be the nominee? The college students ain't supporting him or their parents. Blacks are fleeing. Young people are fleeing. He can't win. Why not run Bernie Sanders? Why not run Representative John Smith? Because we're stuck in two-dimensional thinking. Cornel West is running, third party. Well, he can't win. If the people break out of the two-dimensional thinking that would normally vote for Biden and say, I'm going with Cornel West because he's for peace. He's for a more humane approach. He's for living wages. That's brainwashing to say he can't vote. He can't win. If he's on the ballot, he can win. But you're brainwashing to thinking he can't win, so you don't vote for him. But I remember in 1984, he said all those things about Jesse Jackson, and Jesse was winning. And they changed the rules in the middle of the primary so he couldn't get the nomination. And by the way, the platform back in 84, I was a Jackson delegate. I was a Jackson coordinator. The program today is you got to vote for Joe Biden because Donald Trump is worse. The program in 84 was job creation, rebuild our infrastructure, fight racism, support the unions, racism and affordable housing. These are words they don't even use anymore. Democrats. Because corporate America does not want to have these conversations. And their puppets aren't bringing them up. They're using the boogeyman in the woods. So we got to break through this two-dimensional thinking. We got to start being more analytical. We got to start being more creative like we were in the 60s, which is why that whole civil rights movement was wiped out. Black Panthers were running for president, for mayors, for governors. A lot of the first black elected officials, not the first, skipping Reconstruction, but the 60s came out of the grassroots movement. They didn't come out of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. They came out of the grassroots movement. And so we have to go backwards to go forwards. We got to shake the cobwebs. We got to stop letting them give us a boogeyman or a war criminal. Cornel West said Joe Biden's a war criminal. And there are a lot of people who agree with that. And millions who will not vote for him. They just won't vote for him. And so if you're all right with that, stay inactive. But if you're not all right with it, call your representatives on the carpet. Wait a minute. When are you going to introduce a bill to bring jobs into my community? Why is everybody else getting jobs and housing, affordable housing? They built housing for the gay community in Yonkers. Now, that just boggles my freaking mind. Now, not saying everyone isn't entitled to affordable housing, but how do you know who's who? And why would they get affordable housing and not affordable housing in communities of color? Why was there an anti-bias bill passed almost immediately by the New York State governor when she took over for Asians? And we built this country, died for it, died in the wars, bled. We're still at the bottom because we won't break the two-dimensional thinking. Go back and read Martin Luther King. Go back and read Malcolm X, Angela Davis, Harriet Tubman. Read people you agree with and disagree with so that you can think and analyze and make your own decisions. Stop letting Facebook fact checkers tell you what to think. I'm getting too excited, spitting everywhere. All right, listen, I'm gonna wind this episode down, but I think you get the point. And I want to remind people, you know, check out my Facebook page. It's Darrell Davis, D-A-R-R-E-L-L Davis. It's a picture of me talking into a microphone, doing a radio show. Go over there. Tune into my Darrell Davis Live on Facebook. The response has been absolutely amazing. No one is more shocked than I am about the numbers I'm seeing, the results we're getting, the impacts we're having on the community. Let's build it, because anyone who knows me knows that I've never leveraged my political influence for anything for myself, to a fault. But I've made sure other people have gotten nice paying jobs. Jobs have come into our community. I'm proud to say there are several people that are now homeowners, and I had a hand in that. Programs for the kids. Darrell Davis, our coalition's Committee for Justice. We deliver for the community. And I'm proud of that. And so get involved with the Facebook Live. When I come on, share it on your page, because we're trying to save housing. We're trying to save people from being mass evicted. We're not saying you got to vote for me because the other guy is worse. We're saying we want jobs. We want to be in these unions and become homeowners. Darrell Davis Live, get on board. And if you're listening now and you're not a paid subscriber, please throw me $9 a month. I buy my own gas when you call me. I pay my own phone bill when you call me. I pay my own legal fees, which are significant, for all the times I've been arrested speaking up for the community. We have to develop a liberation consciousness. You're sending money to Smithsonian and the Red Cross and watching the people who are bringing progress to your community starve. It's part of the oppression, brothers and sisters. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.